This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Last week against the Texans, just talking to people there, they felt like that was going to be a get-right game for them. They were legitimately shocked with what happened despite Lamar Jackson being out. They felt like they were going to get back to team complimentary ball, playing like a Raven, playing with an edge. They felt like they could help Cooper Rush by running the ball with Derrick Henry. And then suddenly none of that happened. And so I do think there's a shock in the building that has to sort of wear off quickly, and they're trying to navigate this thing.
That's Jeremy Fowler, courtesy of the Rich Eisen Show on ESPN. How did they help Cooper Rush by running the football? 19 attempts, 44 yards, 2.3 yards per carry. That includes Derrick Henry, 15 carries, 2.2 yards per carry for him. That's how they helped him. Not very much. The longest run from scrimmage the entire day was 7 yards. Again, Derrick Henry. In turn, Cooper Rush, 14 of 20, no touchdowns, 3 interceptions. It was not a get-right game, Ed. It was a game which you better bounce back from quickly.
Yeah. I mean, what's the crucial catch is the term they use? Mm-hmm. This is like crucial time. Like, you got to bounce back. This is like, you can't say, oh, yeah, you look ahead and say, oh, yeah, we got time, we got this, it's okay. It's sitting there, you know. Code blue, stuff to use in hospitals.
Fortunately, it looks like you may get some people back, Jeremy. Not Lamar. He's still not practicing. We said before he probably won't be back till after the bye. But you might get enough people back to be able to compete with the Rams on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, so look, all right, if you want to take the other side of it and ask yourself, how can the Ravens be in this game? We do have the Rams coming west to east to play a 1 o'clock game, which would typically be like 10 o'clock their time. We've talked about this before and the impact it can have. Sometimes it's overblown. Sometimes it's not. Brought it up yesterday. The same Rams team went to the Titans and was losing towards the end of the third quarter. Were able to score 2 touchdowns and pull away and win that game. It's the NFL. We just saw one of those crazy weeks, and the Ravens are at home. With that being said, after what I've seen the past couple weeks, it's a tough pill to swallow to click that button to say the Ravens are going to keep this close. Or the Ravens are going to actually win this game, because it looks like you're looking at 1-5 and then trying to be perfect the rest of the way with maybe 1 or 2 breakpoints.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't think it's like being, you know, if some fans, they set low expectations of themselves, they're not disappointed, like, we suck, we're not going to win anything. No, we suck, we're not going to win this game. I don't see any way they win this game. So, but hopefully you limp into the bye and you get right.
Yeah, what disturbs me even more is Jeremy Fowler, respected media member, for him to say that there were Ravens players who thought this would be a get-right game, and for you to come out that way, that to me says a little bit more. You know what I mean? I don't think you look ahead of your opponent in the Houston Texans, but when you start disappointing yourself or you become disappointed in your effort in-house, that sometimes creates other issues for me. That's what I'm worried about with the Baltimore Ravens right now. We thought it would be a get-right game. We lost 44-10. was far from a get-right game. It was a reveal more uglies game.
Yeah, it wasn't. I mean, that wasn't a bounce-back game or get-right game. But, it was a, you know.
But it's alarming to me that, you know, that came out of camp and you perform and lay that kind of an egg. 410-583-1057 is the number. Jeremy Fowler's not a guy who is typically known to make things up. Let's go to East Baltimore and get Larry. What's up, Larry?
Morning. How y'all doing?
Doing well. How are you, man?
I'd obviously beat the Rams, but it don't really bother me, you know. I mean, it would just take the season and get right. You know what you got to do. I'm saying, I'm just as happy today. The Yankees lost, so I'm celebrating. Y'all have a nice day.
Celebrating the Yankees loss. You know, why is no one outside of Canada celebrating that Toronto won?
Nobody cares.
Everybody's celebrating that the Yankees lost.
Don't bury the lead. The Yankees lost. I told you, when the Yankees played the Red Sox, I didn't root for either one of them to win. I rooted for both of them to lose. I was half right.
Yeah.
And I celebrated the one losing. Now I'm celebrating the other one losing.
I knew that couldn't happen, but I did the same series. I didn't cheer because the Yankees won. I cheered because Red Sox lost. That was good for me.
You know, my favorite thing about that is the fact that Cam Schlittler grew up a Red Sox fan and grew up right in the heart of that area.
Oh, yeah.
And then the Red Sox fans last night on social media were like, you know what you have to do, Sox fans. You can't root for this guy. You know, it's like, come on, man.
You went after his mama.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Let's go to Dundalk and get Johnny. What's up, Johnny?
Fellas, good morning. Hey, yo, Rob, you had that Traveler bourbon yet?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
What did you think?
I like it. I do. I like the bet much more than I thought I would. I do.
Hey, look, Jeremy, you a betting man, but is this rain going to help the Ravens out in terms of the spread?
I don't know if it helps out in terms of the spread. So here's the one thing I'll say. Usually if it's light rain, it helps the offense, which would scare the hell out of me with Puka and Davante Adams knowing where they're going and whoever's back there covering them trying to stay with them. If it's a downpour, then I think you start worrying about ball security and in the run game. The Rams are really tough to run on. You want to throw on them. So, I mean, look, I think the Ravens can – I know I'm probably in a party of one here. I think they can stay in this game. I just don't know if they can win it. I mean, they can, clearly, but they've just looked so bad. It matters who they get back this week.
Trippy in Baltimore. What's up, Trippy?
Hey, hello. What's going on with y'all, man?
What's up?
Sitting here working.
Man, I should give Kelsey Gray a shovel, man. She couldn't give me one assist last night, Johnny, man. That one leg killed me, man. But what I was about to say, though, man, hey, I was asking people on Twitter, like, can y'all give me a good reason why y'all think the Ravens can beat the Rams? They said, we don't have one. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm looking at it like this, right, man? At least, if they can at least make the game close, because, like, I feel like it's deja vu all over again, right? Remember how we beat the Lions 38-3? Remember we beat the Rams by that walk-off punt return?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, I wouldn't be surprised. Hey, if y'all bet, take Stafford 400 yards, Cooper 200 yards. I mean, I hate to say it, but I don't know, man. Y'all trying to make some money because the Ravens ain't trying to make us no money. So, No, other than that, man, y'all have a good Friday Eve. What's up, Ed, man? Hey, shout, hey, Ed, man.
Yeah, man.
Ed, not a Yankees fan. My bad, Ed. See, I was about to disrespect you. My bad.
Let's go to Sean in Baltimore. What's up, Sean?
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm okay. I just have a question for everybody, each one of you guys. If we keep complaining about what's not being done and we're getting rid of offensive coordinators, defense coordinators, everything, why is Harbaugh still here? That's all I want to know. I don't even want to take up too much time. Why is he still here? That's the common denominator now. We can't put it on nobody else. We're going to keep doing this, and the next thing you know, in the next 3 years, we're going to be in the same place again and the same old coach.
Let me take a line from Trippy real quick. I'm going to be real with you, okay? I think every time that he's had a chance where he's been on the hot seat, something has changed. Like, you know, so you win the Super Bowl back in 2012, and then all of a sudden everybody's talking about, are they finally going to get rid of John Harbaugh? And here comes Lamar Jackson just throwing in two MVP seasons, taking them to the playoffs when they look down and out. And Harbaugh, to his credit, pushed his chips in the middle and said, we're going to roll with Lamar Jackson in this option offense for the rest of the year. I don't think, like,
because his job was in jeopardy.
I don't think you coach this long and you're a bad coach. I feel like sometimes statements grow stale. Your message. Sometimes you have different players. You have a rash of injuries, and you know you're looking at this guy putting people in the doghouse. I still question time management and clock management and all that thing. Like, if you talk to somebody in Pittsburgh, seeing the eerie similarities these two teams have with coaches that have been around a long time. Steeler fans complain about the same stuff with Mike Tomlin, and they've been doing it for years. Hey, get rid of your offensive coordinator. What do we got to do to get rid of this guy? Even your kicker said he sucked. You know, so like, I think when it comes down to it, he's actually excelled in the times where we thought he was going to go, and that what extends him. He just signed a contract extension this offseason.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.